We are continuing to follow the situation in Israel and Gaza after the attack on Israel by the Palestinian militant group Hamas over the weekend. In an unprecedented cross-border raid over Israel's southern border from Gaza, hundreds of Israelis were killed. Retaliatory Israeli missile strikes on the Gaza Strip have killed hundreds of Palestinians, displaced thousands more. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is at war. Citizens have been warned to leave as Israel prepares for a possible ground invasion, although it's unclear how people could leave. Gaza has been under a blockade imposed by Israel and Egypt for more than a decade because it is ruled by Hamas. Well, all through our program today, we're hearing from a variety of voices on the ground, including Dr. Medhat Abbas, who works at the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. He is also Gaza's current health ministry director general.
This is applying too much pressure on our health professionals in the hospitals.
He said that before this weekend, his hospital already had a shortage of medicine and supplies. Now it is worse. Israel has said as part of its siege of Gaza, it would cut off fuel, electricity, and food.
With this shortage now, we have only electricity for 4 hours every day in hospitals. We rely on standby generators, consuming a lot of fuels. At the same time, the Israelis are closing borders, so we cannot have extra fuel to run those generators. Again, our capacity is very limited, especially in the intensive care units, operation rooms, and the emergency rooms. The situation will be very hard for our staff. There's no safe route for the people to move inside Gaza Strip. Nobody knows because sometimes the attacks are random.
Dr. Abbas told NPR that several ambulances had been attacked and their hospital has already lost 5 colleagues, including one ambulance driver.
They said, we have not started yet. If after all of that they have not started, then what will happen when they really, I don't know. Are they planning for a big massacre in Gaza? I don't know. But they are only civilians. I mean, who will pay?
And he worries they will run out of supplies completely.
We're consuming now in one day what we ordinarily consume in a month, unless these borders are opened at once for the fuel to run the generators and for medications, medical supplies to come at once to Gaza. There will be a collapse of the health system. I assure you, there will be a collapse in the health system.
When asked how he is doing personally, Dr. Abbas sighed.
It's pressure. It's too much pressure. Too much pressure. Everybody's expecting you to help at a time where you cannot help yourself.
And then he told us that even with everything on his shoulders, one of the lives that is weighing heavily on him right now is his family cat.
We have a cat. It's called Junko. It's a very nice cat, a white cat, which is a big size like a tiger. You know, it is scared whenever they attack, when he hears the bombs, you know, he starts to crawl on the ground, shivering, and hide under the bed. I tried to explain to him, but I couldn't. I don't know his language. I mean, what could I say to him? We try to calm him down. We pet on his head and we say, please wait. It will be okay. You will be okay. He doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want even to drink. And he's just shivering. It's a cat. I mean, he doesn't understand what's going on around us. But so we think if they attack our house, they decide us that we have to flee our house. What? How can we take it? It will run away. Shall we go and take it with us, or shall we leave it inside the home? So we are thinking of that now. This is one of our plans in our home, how to save the life of this cat. And I hope it will stay with us. I hope nothing will happen to it.
Me too. That's Dr. Medhat Abbas, who works at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza. He spoke with NPR's Majd Al-Wahidi.